Peter White, Rick
Bryan,
Mindy Arbair.
I can't wait for Christmas. Christmas.
Yeah. Hey, welcome everyone. This is Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network, circling this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hey, that was one of my favorite songs. Mad Mike. Hey, Mad.
Good evening, William.
Hey, what's happening, partner?
I just wanted to make a quick check. Is my mic okay? I changed some of the settings.
Your mic is great. Loud and clear.
Very good.
Very clear. Yes, man. Hey, that song there, I Can't Wait for Christmas, man. I just fell in love with that. And, you know, I said, wow, I know Christmas has passed, so I'm going to wait for the next one. Okay. So, can't wait for Christmas. Hey, folks, welcome to Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. And that's right. Mike is holding it down on the West Coast, and I'm holding it down on the East, and we bring it to you all over the globe. Now, you have time to share this broadcast with your friends, have a party in the house. Wherever, right? It doesn't matter where they are. They can be in the UK. They can be in Australia. They can be, in Canada, Mexico, or right here in the US. Let them know. Internationally, let's go to studio.buzz. Studio.buzz. Right here in the United States, studio.buzz.com. Studio.buzz.com. Available on Alexa, Apple CarPlay, Google Play, Android, all over the place. So check us out. We'll give you more credentials later. But in the meantime, we're going to kick this thing off. Mike, you have compiled your list. I have mine. And we have, let's see, the mad pick and the wild pick coming up. Audience, guys, gals, if you're listening right now, we also would love to have your pick. Right, Mike?
Absolutely.
If you got a pick, just send it to us, okay? You can text it to me. 909-910-0265. Okay. So anyway, since Mike, let's see, Mike, I don't think he wants to give out his number. He's in the witness protection program. So, so you can,
I got the feds outside my door right now.
I know.
So don't come by.
you're barricaded in and everything. So we're going to kick this thing off with some music, Mike. We're going to kick it off with Barry McGuire. How about that? Eye of Destruction.
Works for me.
Works for me. Let's do it. Uh-oh. See, he's starting already, folks.
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating, but you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save. We're the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. So mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me destruction. China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. It's your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
Amazing OJs. It's amazing how, speaking of amazing, some of these songs were written back in the 70s, the 80s, and some, we might pull up from the 60s, who knows. But it is music, and we share this with you often. It is the universal language, as a matter of fact. All across the world, all around the world, we love music. And I think...
The first one you played was from the 60s. That was an anti-war song. Pretty sure it was late 60s. Uh-huh. Might have been mid 60s. Okay. You know, the more I think about it, I think it was mid 60s, somewhere in there. I could look it up, but it doesn't matter. But that was an anti-war song. And wouldn't our world be a whole lot better place if we didn't have all the war that's going on an ongoing basis?
Oh my God. And some we don't even know about. Some we don't even hear about, right? we hear about the main things. We hear about what's going on over in Ukraine, but there are wars going on all over the globe. Ooh, yeah. And you know what? And wars take on a different face sometimes. Sometimes it may not be bullets fired. Think about that for a second. And it's a meanwhile, Mike, I see something here. One of my favorite songs going back. And this has a jazz thing to it, right? I'm just going to play it. But any comments before we do this?
Well, before you get back into the music, I want to like break for just a second here, because I would like to comment briefly on Cece and Victoria's program tonight, because I listened to the whole hour.
Wow.
And those ladies are outstanding. During the holidays, they brought up what happens during the holidays all the time. Suicide rate goes way up.
Right.
And our suicide rate is already higher than it normally is to begin with. And now during the holidays, it's even higher.
Right.
And Cece was bringing up and she was discussing about the physical suicide.
Whoa.
Well, I believe also there's a mental suicide where people just, they exist. They continue to go about their way in society, but they've checked out. They've committed mental suicide. So there's a physical, and I think there's a psychological suicide that occurs also. But those ladies were spot on tonight.
I'm going
and
to
Cece brought up the fact that you can't go out to try to change to save the world, but you can have a productive change in your little piece of the pie. And you and I have talked about this many times.
Yes, Glenn. Yes, yes.
You got to do the best you can with what you got where you're at. That's a FDR saying, President FDR. So save the little bit of the world that you can. Do the best you can.
Right.
And don't try to save the rest of the world, because you'll be disappointed and you'll give up, and then you won't be helping anybody, including yourself.
Absolutely.
And the reason I'm tying this all together is because now I'm going to bring it back to music. Because when we're depressed, many times, what do? We put on music.
Put on music.
Absolutely. And even though sometimes you, like when you're sad, what I jokingly call drunk suicidal music, but sometimes you put on sad songs when you're sad. Well, why would you do that?
Ooh.
Why would you put on a sad song when you're sad? Why wouldn't you put on a happy song when you're sad? And I think, and I want to hear your opinion on this, William.
I would agree with you. No. I agree with you 1,000,000%. Let me tell you why. And I wish that I had, well, guess what? We're going to do it again this year, because we did a 4-part series on exactly what you're talking about. Exactly what you're talking about. How music can put you in a certain mood. And there's certain music that, perhaps you may not want to listen to. And especially if you're sad and you're depressed and things like that. Why would you, like you said, Mike, I'm going to echo what you're saying. Why would you want to put on depressing music if you're depressed? I mean, that's just adding to the pain as far as I'm concerned. And as far as, like you said, mental suicide, I agree with you also, because before you said it, I said, when Mike is, while you were talking, I said, these people have mentally checked out. And you said exactly what I was thinking, brother. So absolutely, absolutely. So we're going to do this. As a matter of fact, we'll probably do it on the Boomerang Radio Show, and you'll be back on the Boomerang Radio Show on the 8th of January. Folks, this is going to be one of the most important shows of 2023. So if you're listening right now, mark your calendars. Now, it's going to start at 3 p.m. on the West Coast, Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. on the East, 5 Central, and 4 Mountain. And whatever your time zone is around the globe, folks, it is a show that you don't want to miss. And Mike, are you going to come back? And I want you to tell the folks, what are we going to focus on the 8th of January?
I'd be happy to.
Please. No, please tell us.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
I can do that right now. I did a program for the San Diego County Sheriff's Department called Refuse to Be a Victim, which encompassed a wide array of when you're at work, when you're at home, what kind of lighting you have, what kind of locks you have, what your situational awareness, who's following you home. Do you even pay attention if somebody's following you home? Do you close your garage door or try to close your garage door before you even leave? And all the lighting, what do you carry in your trunk and why? Mm. What lane do you drive in on a given road, and why do you drive on that lane, and what you can do to protect yourself if nasty people come after you. So we're going to cover all of that situational stuff. I'm going to try to condense it. It's a 2-hour program for me to do it in its entirety, but what I'm going to try to do is to bring it down to whatever we can with our panel. And the panel we had earlier this month was outstanding. Just wonderful minds and people with a tremendous amount of experience and knowledge that we're all going to share with all of you and give you the ups and downs and all arounds. And please tune in for it because it will help you. It's things that you can hand on to your family, your friends. One candle loses nothing by lighting another.
That's exactly right. And Mike, what we want to do and what we're not going to do, we're not going to short circuit or short this program because of time. If we have to do, like two segments or three segments or four segments, I don't care. As long as we can get the information out. So we're not going to just, if we can't do it in 2 hours, then we'll have a part two the following week. I don't want to, cheat anyone out of the information that you have, that you're going to provide along with Sergeant Moffitt and, Dr. Demery, and, oh, speaking of CC, that's Dr. Sims. She's on that panel. And I mentioned to her, that if you heard it, I know you heard it because I mentioned something about you be back on the 8th and she got all excited again, right?
I heard it.
Oh, can't. In other words, we've got people that can't wait for this program, folks. Okay. And I'm excited about it too. So Mike, I know I'm being redundant, but if it has to be a two part, three part, four part series, I've already checked in with the CEO. It's okay. All right.
That's nice. He's kind of okay. He's an okay guy.
I think he's really cool. Okay. I think he's the coolest, Mike.
Well, you don't know him the way I know him.
Yeah, I know that too. Take five. Take five.
Thank you.
McCann, Eddie Harris, compared to what? Bad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast.
Yes, we are.
That is hanging up the goddamn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what? Come on, baby. Slaughterhouses are killing hogs. Twisted children are killing frogs. Poor dumb rednecks rolling logs. Tired old ladies kissing dogs. I hate the human love of that stinking mud. I can't use it. Trying to make it real compared to what? Come on, baby. Just what it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Half a one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the way out wonder. God damn it, I'm trying to make it real. what suck you to me. Sunday sleep and nod, trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with fright. They all trying to teach us what they think is right. They really got to be some kind of nut. I can't use it. I'm trying to make it real compared to what. And where's that honey? Where's my God? And where's my money? Unreal bankers, a crass distortion. Unwed mothers need abortion. Kinda brings to my old young King Tut. He did it now. Trying to make it real compared to what.
This became Eddie Harris compared to what?
Trying to make it real compared to what?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's how you do it. Hey, we're back.
Don Dean.
Mad Mike.
Right, Benninger.
Benninger. Wow, we're coast to coast. Wow. Hey, Mike. Oh, my God. I look at your list. You sent in a list. So, folks, the way this program is designed is Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. So, Mike will send in his playlist, and I'll send in my playlist. We combine the two, and we go back and forth, right? We'll alternate songs. Right? And sometimes, if you're in a certain genre, then I'll try to pick something out of that genre. If not, I'll just pick a wild pick and just go with what we got, right? But I want to comment on those last two songs. Dave Brubeck, Take Five. That was one of my all-time favorites. I still love that song. That will tell you, folks, sometimes the old is forever new. Some of those really old songs that we say old, but if you haven't heard before, then it's new to you, right? And then if it's old to you, then you like the reminder, and that's what we're here to do. We just want to spread the joy and happiness, you know. I'm not trying, not to sound cliche-ish. If I am, so what? Okay, but this is what it's all about. Thinking about those two songs when you and I, we took that music break, right? And you mentioned something, and it says, if you're sad, why play a sad song, right? Because music has so many different, you have no idea the power of sound. Sound has power. Mike, I want you to jump in here in a second, right? And I think I didn't finish what I was saying about, we've done segments on the Boomerang Radio Show about sound, about music, and it went into four, five, maybe six-part segments on the effects, positive and negative effects of sound, including music, right? And it is some power. It is very, very powerful, and I think that we underrate the power of music, the power of sound, the power of words. And I'll give you an example. You can say, hey, good morning. And they reply back, good morning. Or you can reply to somebody, and I have in the past, hey, good morning. And they will say, well, what's good about it? I said, whoa, this person, you know, I'm wondering what's going on in their mood. Do they look at everything from a negative lens? Is that what's happening? You know? So anyway, Mike, jump in at any time you want because you brought it up about music and sound.
Let me ask you that one question first is why do you think people play sad music when they're sad? Do you have your idea of why they do that?
I think so because they want to relate. And it's just like misery loves company. I'm taking it from that perspective that they feel they are sad, so they want to put up something that they can relate to of the sadness. Somebody else is sad also. Instead of saying, women, hold it. I don't need to be here in this place. Let me get out of that, right? I think I'm just leave it like that. Misery loves company.
You brought up the one word that I was going to use, which is perspective.
Okay.
I think when we are listening to sad songs because we're sad, it somehow gives us perspective that there's other people that are sad too, that are going through their own trials and tribulations and their own battles that they have to overcome. And hopefully they overcome them properly. But it gives perspective, which is a lot of what Cece and Victoria were talking about today, is about you need to keep perspective in line. You may think that everything's doom and gloom, but if you really sit back and look at what you do have versus what you don't have, it might give you a little bit more perspective, and you can grab your tushy with both hands and pull yourself out of that funk that you're in. So I think music, even whether you're playing sad music, it gives you a little perspective about things. And William and I have talked extensively about what we're trying to do here musically, which is hopefully to uplift people, but expose our audience to new and different music that you maybe haven't heard before, songs that are done equally well by a cover artist perhaps, or classics from mild to wild, from old to new. We're going to try to play it all. And if we're not doing that, you know, nudge us, kick us one, and we'll expand it a little bit. Music and laughter. William and I have both discussed this extensively, that there's healing powers in both of those. So, you know, even if you're playing a sad song because you're sad, and it makes you feel a little better, warms your heart a little bit, then it's okay, in my opinion.
As long as it doesn't say, you know, go on and end it all, right? Because sometimes sad music, you know, it's like, I'm going to quit this with this, right? Kind of silly. But anyway, say you accidentally cut yourself, you say, okay, I'm going to pick up a knife and finish it off. Okay, that's what I'm saying. If you want to add misery on top of that, but you're exactly right. Sometimes it will remind you of something that can make you feel better, even though it may be sad. The song may be sad. I understand that. And music, there's so much music. Going back, that song you picked, Take Five, Dave Brubeck. I love jazz music with no words sometimes. Okay. I like it all with lyrics or none, but sometimes you take that, song, that jazz song that has no lyrics to it. And I like putting my own meaning to it. Take Five to me mean, take five, kick back, take a breath a little bit, evaluate, and then let's go at it again. That, I mean,
yeah, that's, slow your roll a little bit.
Right.
Don't do anything rash. No knee jerk reactions. Think your way through this stuff.
Right. Absolutely. And that one by Les McCann. Keep it real. Compared to what? Compared to what? And we're talking about perspective, right? Compared to what? Mm-hmm. Think about that for a second. Mike, I've got one from your list right now that I think is, apropos to our program tonight. Our program is basically the same every night because we're trying to bring you a different perspective and bring music that you may or may not have heard before or that you can relate to. Hey, before I do this, I want to say, hello, to 7UP. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. I know Kim Rogers is listening.
Hi, ladies.
Hey, they're always there. They're always there. And I'm sure I'll get more text messages in a second because, you know, nobody wants to be left out. Stevie Wonder, For Once in My Life. Good pick. Very good pick.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. Touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, what I can see, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, yeah. Oh,
shining bright.
Hey, welcome back. This is Mad Mike and Wild Will, Coast to Coast. Hey, Mad, you know, Randy Crawford, I have to slip her in every now and then. And one of the most unique artists of our times that I think she's underrated. She started off with the Jazz Crusaders. Oh my God. Okay. Give me an idea. I might pull up something from them by later. Right. But Randy Crawford is, born here, but she is recognized, a lot more over in the UK, over in Europe. A lot of our artists, and you may not have heard from them for a while because they're overseas making money. And you know how the global audience appreciate our artists here from the United States. There's some amazing music that has come out of this country. Amazing artists. We can go back into the very beginning of time. But Randy Crawford is one of my favorites, just one of my favorites. This song came off of the Abstract Emotions album, which is very difficult. Well, if you wanted the CD or the vinyl, very difficult to find. Now, of course, you can pull it up on YouTube or Spotify now, but underrated. And it's amazing, Mike. What I'm saying is that a lot of our artists, again, I know I'm being redundant, they appreciate it more overseas than they are here. Do you have any take on that?
Look at David Hasselhoff. He was mediocre. His singing career here, his acting career, of course, was through the roof. But his singing career here in the States was mediocre at best.
Right.
And in Germany, he was like a god as far as his singing.
Amazing.
So there's a prime example of somebody that, you know, in one country they think he's a god. Over here, he's not a loser, but he wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, like you said, just okay, right? It's amazing. Right. I loved it. And so, to me, I smile when we start, you and I get in these conversations. Folks, the conversations Mike and I are having right now, we have them off air. And we've had it before.
And they're not for public consumption either.
Yeah, most of them aren't. And so, right.
Leave it alone, William. Leave it alone.
Okay. Okay. Then this is what I'm going. Okay. All right. I got you, Mike. Got you, bro.
you know what we haven't gotten into playing is like classical music. We haven't done, I don't think we've done much classical music. I don't think we've done any Beethoven or something like that.
We
could throw that. Hey, what do you think Beethoven's doing right now?
I have no idea.
I personally think he's decomposing.
Okay. Rihanna.
Sorry, William, had to do it.
Mad Mike, Wild Wheel Coast to Coast.
And you got me like, girl, what you want from me?
What you want from me?
And try to buy your pretty heart the price to.
Just to get close to you, we burn something today. And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain that got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fits me so good, and I can't get. Just to get close to you, could we burn something, babe? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love.
just can't understand for the life of me what I see in you.